Welcome to The Skim, presented by Statter. From reality TV to social media, Hollywood to the small screen, we've got you covered.
The Skim is your go-to for a deep dive on all things pop culture, so you'll never be scratching your head when the WhatsApp is lit with gossip again.
I'm Adele Miner.
And I'm Bráman O'Neill.
And before we get started, thanks as always to our sponsor, HeyU.
HeyU are serving up reality favourites old and new, and there's one show everyone is talking about this week.
Yes, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 13 is just 2 weeks away, and we are obsessed with the trailer. Kyle's separation has been the subject of lots of tabloid speculation over the last few months, and it looks like we'll be seeing the real story very soon.
The new season kicks off on the 26th of October on HeyU, streaming the same day as the USA, so no spoilers there. So obviously there has been some big reality TV show news with Big Brother coming back, and I think it's the perfect time to talk about reality TV in general and our grow for it.
Our love for it, yeah. I absolutely love reality TV, clearly. I don't think you'd work in our jobs and not love it. It's kind of part of the job spec. I'm not watching Big Brother, though, I have to be honest. I don't know if you are.
I watched the first episode, but I can't commit to a nightly show anymore.
Yeah.
I'm old. I have to be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm actually very busy, so, you know, I'm a busy girl. But, like, maybe I'll do an omnibus at the weekend and, like,
okay.
Get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the spark notes at the end of the week. No, I actually used to watch Big Brother when I was, like, probably too young to be watching it, like, as a child, yeah. Like a 7 to 10 year old. And it was one of those shows that was just really, really wild, like a particularly wild reality TV show. Like, there's some reality TV shows that feel a little bit more scripted and polished, and then there's shows like Big Brother and Love Island, I would say, back in the day, you know, when they used to stand around
when
the smoking area.
Smoke, yeah.
Bring back the smoking area.
Do you know,
because bad
Brother,
things
they
happen.
Can't smoke. They can't, they have to, like, go out and smoke in their little box, so you
and
can't see them smoke.
You can't see it, but that's where the best conversations happen
in real life and on reality TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be spilling some tea. It'll always be drama, and they're always looking a bit, like,
bit
shabby.
Scraggy. Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, we grew up with reality TV, let's be real. I think Big Brother, I know Big Brother is not the original reality TV show, but, like, we can't get back into it. But I think I was, like, 4 or 5 when it started.
Yeah, I feel like we're one of the first generations to have, like, have had reality TV before we were born, and then all the way through to, like, where we are now. And we've kind of seen the evolution of reality TV shows, because obviously there was some kind of Wild West years with some really crazy, particularly in the noughties, and a lot of the, you know, the kind of weight loss and makeover based reality TV shows. And we've seen literally Big Brother go from beginning to end to now be
rebirth.
Reincarnated, yeah, back again. Love Island from the very early days to now, when it's a little bit more kind of presented.
And
yeah it's different from how when it first began. So it's kind of formed our brains in many ways,
and, like, we have seen people go from nothing to becoming celebrities because of reality TV. I know obviously the Kardashians are a bit different, but, like, would we know Kim Kardashian if she didn't have a reality TV show? We definitely wouldn't know, like, Kylie or Kendall, let's be real. They did not have the energy to, like, get up and work.
But, like, we kind of only really knew Kim as Paris Hilton's assistant, and Paris Hilton is a reality TV show with The Simple Life. So, like, it's all full circle. And without reality TV, there would just be so many stars that the world wouldn't have. You said earlier, a very good point, Harry Styles.
Harry Styles would not be here without reality TV, and I stand by that.
Yeah, and he's not seen as a reality TV star, but, like, X Factor, by its format, is reality TV. It's real people doing real things.
Who would you say in One Direction is the most reality TV star, and why is it Liam?
It has to be Liam.
Like, I'd love to see Liam in Big Brother. Like, bring back Celebrity Big Brother and put Liam in it.
Put Liam in it with a camera and get him to talk about Will Smith.
I hope he would do the strip that down for me dance. Just, like, unprovoked.
That's actually, well, like, Celebrity Big Brother is a thing. Liam Payne is the perfect housemate for that.
I was going to say Trisha Paytas, but she's already been in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if she is an icon, but she's definitely an Adele's icon.
Yeah, she's up there. Why do you think that we love reality TV so much? Or even if you don't love it, you're still compelled by it. So what do you think it is that, why does it have this chokehold on us?
I think it's because we're all really, really nosy. It's that voyeuristic, idea, even if it, like, with Big Brother, it's like normal people. What happens when you put 16 normal people into a house without their mobile phones?
Normal people?
I mean, yeah. Quote unquote normal.
But yeah.
Without phones, without, like being able to see their families, without anything. And like with Love Island, what do you do when you like try and make an influencer factory and then keep them up to all hours in the morning? Like they get like, I think, 3 hours sleep in there. Yeah. And then it's like,
yeah,
see, like it's literally like putting Mentos into like a Coke bottle, shaking it and seeing what happens.
And the thing as well is that like it's easy to forget sometimes that every person that's in those type of reality TV shows have been handpicked by producers. And there's one person that was selected to go in there because they're the absolute opposite of another person. Yeah. So of course they're going to fight. And of course there's going to be, you know, drama. If they put everybody in who is all like, had similar interests and same personalities, it'd be a very boring TV show. So producers have set up all these people to kill each other basically, or love each other.
And like on the other side of reality TV, there's like obviously the Housewives and Selling Sunset and stuff like that, where I want to know what rich people are doing. Like,
yeah
tell me about your mansions, tell me about your like 12 children. Like, why are you going to work in practically nothing and then like 12 inch heels.
Yeah.
My queens, I'm obsessed with them. And I want to know more. And even though I know Selling Sunset specifically is so fake, like I know.
Yeah, there's actually six, or was anyway, I don't know about now with current seasons, but like six story writers on that show. That's a lot of story writers for one TV show.
I feel like that's probably more like story writers than a lot of like actual TV shows.
Yeah.
Have.
Yeah.
But like, we've like seen interviews, and I don't care what people think. I love Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset. She's my queen. But she has like said in interviews that she like purposely was like, I'm gonna play the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that or not, that's fine. But I do think she did, because she obviously was friends with Mary and friends with the rest of the girls. And to do like a 180 when the cameras arrive, like, what's not, you know, like, it's clearly fake.
Yeah. And some people have the personalities for reality TV like that, and they can just be like, it's not that deep, and I'll just act this way on camera. And then there's other people who probably don't have the personalities for reality TV, or like, I don't know, maybe the mental stability for it, and they take those things to heart because they can't see outside of like what's real and what's not real. I think I would be the kind of person on a reality TV show, if I was on one, to get hurt by people. If they started acting up, if there was a reality TV show, a Fade Street rebooted in the VIP offices, and you became the villain and you started
which I
to
would
turn,
be.
Which you would be, I would be actually, I think, very hurt by it. I don't think reality TV would be for me.
So this is like a fun fact about me. I didn't know who Jessica Simpson was until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
I think I was the one
who introduced
you to her.
Interesting. Thought she was Christina Aguilera. We won't get into it. Yeah. But like, she had a reality TV show with her husband. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Nick Lachey is?
He does Love Is Blind.
Yes.
But
he was a person before that anyway. Okay.
We don't have time to get into this. But like, she, in her like book, which I'm now a Jessica Simpson stan, I guess, but like
read her book.
Well, I listened to a podcast
about her book. Yeah. Okay.
She like talked in it about how they filmed like practically like 24/7, 12 months of the year. And, but like, she alleges that Nick kind of was like, this is for the cameras and we're going to do blah, blah, blah for the cameras. But like, obviously I feel like if you're going to work, and your reality, like, work is your reality show, that's might be a bit different than if you're like husband and wife.
Relationship, yeah, your whole life of just sitting on the sofa and it's being recorded. It's like, I don't know if you're on this side of TikTok, but I've been getting so many Peter Andre, sorry. I've been getting so many Peter Andre videos from his show with Katie Price.
Okay.
And how he was like the villain in the whole thing, and they were kind of, it's pointing out like toxic behaviors. Whether or not he was, I don't know if it was like spun for the cameras or not, but I'm getting so many clips from that, and it's wild to even just see the evolution of different reality TV shows and what was like allowed back then and what probably wouldn't happen now.
Yeah, like, I think it's really interesting, especially because back when Big Brother started and like I'm a Celeb started, the worst thing you could do to someone was like me turn to you in like the kitchen at work and be like, I don't really like whoever. I can't even think of anyone who's in it. But, like, I don't really like Stacey Solomon, you know? Yeah. But now I can like literally direct message
send
that
her
person.
A death threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
And I don't know if like certain shows like Big Brother and Love Island can really survive in that world where people have these, have access to that. Because like, I agree that everyone's mental health is really important and it doesn't matter like how rich or whatever you are. But I think with like shows where it's a bit more produced, like Selling Sunset, they kind of know what's happening. They're like in control a bit more. When you put like 16 randomers into a gaff together and then like just let people tweet all day every day about them, because like with Selling Sunset, with the Housewives and stuff like that, their shows are aired, like they're recorded and aired like months afterwards. But like
it's in real time.
And you don't have time to like I'm sure like they even get to watch, like maybe they don't, but like surely they get to watch parts of the show and be like, maybe
I don't know if they do. I think they didn't. But then was it last year's Love Island that I actually didn't watch? Italian man.
Oh, the Davide
knew, like, that's my line with the like liar actress. And I was like, because I just saw all clips from that and I was like, wait, how do you know that that's your line when you're still in the villa? So obviously they must have been fed certain things to have known.
That's really like, interesting.
Yeah, what, like, bits are being picked up on?
I presume, like, Selling Sunset girls get to watch the show before it airs.
I really don't know. I don't know. And I think it's always been a question of, like, the kind of moral obligation that producers have to the people that they're recording to kind of, like, step in and interfere if a situation is, like, morally right or wrong. But also, it's just become its own beast because, like you said, now it's like trial by public opinion because social media is so rife with hate and trolling and stuff for the people that are inside there. So I guess the only thing that producers can do is like kind of control narratives, maybe step in on situations that are getting like really out of control and put a stop to them and just put like support systems in place for the people who are coming out of TV shows and you know, are facing like the public.
And also like, for people who are watching TV, you don't have to have an opinion on everything. It's not that deep. Like,
no, you don't have to share. But the thing is that like the reality TV feels so real and you get so invested in it that I have opinions on things all the time when I'm watching them. I just keep them to myself, you know.
I also think it's hard to like, I don't like when you're watching something to realize that they're real people and they're not actors.
It's really hard, yeah.
They're not, you know,
and we're grown-ups thinking that. Yeah. So, like, how does that feel for, like, teenagers and stuff watching it who haven't got their brains as developed as adults do?
I know Twitter was around when I was a teenager, but, like, my parents wouldn't let me have it. Shout out to Brenda and Owen.
For good reason, yeah.
Thank God. But, like, thank God I didn't have it because, like, oh, my God, the things I would be tweeting.
We'd be cancelled. We would all be cancelled.
Like, One Direction? Oh, my God. Yeah. I could be a millionaire though. Like I could have been like one of those like really like intense like YouTube girlies and like, you know, but I wasn't. I was, you know, like sheltered from that. And speaking of One Direction, obviously the careers that that reality shows have like started. Yeah. I think like I didn't realize this, but Brian Dowling, Ireland's King, started on Big Brother. Yeah. Like, and he is like, I think he was like the first winner of that show.
I think he was, yeah.
And now look at him.
I know. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Even there's so many people like Gemma Collins, Rylan.
Oh my God, sorry. I didn't even think about Gemma Collins. She was on Towie.
Like Rylan, Stacey Solomon. Mm. There's these like huge characters or people that Alison are stars. Hammond. Alison Hammond was on Big Brother. Like there's probably so many more people that I can't even think of right now. But like all these people, I feel like we're destined to be famous, but maybe they don't have a particular talent for like singing or dancing or acting or whatever their thing is. So like but they still have a star quality to them. So reality TV was just like the perfect place for them to get famous.
Like we wouldn't have Spencer Matthews or Vogue Williams without reality TV. And we wouldn't have their beautiful babies. Or any of that. And it's mad to think because like so many people are like, oh, they're a reality TV star, blah, 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 blah. Like shut up, like you can't do it.
It doesn't matter either way. Yeah, I suppose like I get what people are saying, that the only kind of like worry there is now with how many reality TV shows there is, and particularly kind of dating reality TV shows, there's always new ones, like American ones that are landing on Netflix like every week, and there's just so many people being churned out into this like influencer, like there's just so many of them that it's like, where can they all go? They can't all be Molly Mae. So it is just creating a lot of people that kind of only have so far to go up the ladder.
But like, that's just life. I'm sorry. But like, yeah. You go to college, you go into a career, and there's not room for everyone to be in the room. But like, the reality TV show world is so big that we're even like in it in Ireland. We have like Grá Éireann Tráth and Love in the Country, which I really enjoy reality TV in Ireland because I think there's just something nice about
it's kind of innocent.
Yeah, there's no, like, no one's going on there acting like Tiffany Pollard, remember her?
Sorry, I love her.
Yeah, queen. Like, no one's going on like that because they know that, first of all, like, Ireland is only so big. Like, you can't really do that.
You'd be so embarrassed.
You'd be so embarrassed. You're like, parish priest will be watching you. Yeah. And you can't be acting like that. But it's really nice because I think it strips away that kind of, I have to act up for the cameras, where it's just like,
well, like, there's always an Irish person usually on Love Island every year. They get at least one in, and the Irish people do the best.
Oh my god, I to this day will quote Greg O'Shea being like, what was the thought process behind that? Like, an iconic moment in reality TV.
The Irish people were the best at reality TV. I think I actually applied for a reality TV show before. I don't think I've ever told you.
Oh my god, sorry, you can't just drop it.
This is years ago now. I was probably like 5-ish years ago. It was last week. No, I'm joking. It was 5 years ago. Do you know the TV show The Circle?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually applied for that.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I finished watching it and I was like, my boyfriend helped me in my delusions and he's like, you'd be great on that. Like, you'd be so good on it because it's not one of those that you have to interact with people all the time. Yeah, I'm just in a room by myself. I get like meals brought to me and then I just have to like type away
your job.
and basically what I do anyway, and just like make friends online. And then obviously you can either catfish and be a fake person and play a game, or you can be your own yourself. And I would just choose to be myself because I do not have the memory for a liar. But I applied for it. Yeah, I applied for it on like the Channel 4 website, filled out a big form, and I got to like the next round to send an audition tape, and I chickened out.
Oh my god,
I couldn't do it. I know, I sat down and I actually said, even in my thing, I have a dog, a sausage dog named Ringo, he's my best friend, and I said in my audition form that I filled out that I'd like bring my dog with me and stuff. So had their cats in it with them, so I was like, why can't I bring my dog?
Oh my god,
which adds so much.
I am so sorry, forget about you, Ringo, king, he would have been
the next star.
He would have been Gemma Collins. Fully.
I literally sat down to do it. I think it was kind of COVID-y by the time they got back to me. It was like a year later that they got back. Really weird. And I was just like, feck it. I'll do it. And I sat down, I went to record it on my phone, and I just couldn't do it. Saw myself, from like an aerial view about to do this hold of my dog. And I was like, I don't even want to be on reality TV anyway, if this goes anywhere. I just want to be a journalist. So like, what am I doing? And I just never did it. And I ghosted them. Could have been the next Patti Smith.
What is, we obviously are big fans of reality TV, like you were going to be a reality TV star, but then we would have never have met. But no, we can't go down that path. In an alternate universe, you're Ireland's Molly May.
Am I? Without the brains. Completely.
You have the same 24 hours in your day, girl.
I know, I need to stop wasting them.
But what is your favourite
reality TV show moment?
Moment. Yeah.
Well, David is dead. Obviously. It has to be David is dead.
David is dead.
Like, you know the Roman Empire. What's your Roman Empire? That's my Roman Empire. I think about it all the time.
And also, I think it's really weird. So I'm very airy-fairy with, like, if you speak things into the universe, it'll happen. I don't believe in manifestation, really. But, like, I think if you kind of talk about negative things, I think you'll attract negative.
Oh, gosh, because David did actually die. Then
David Bowie died, like, really soon
after. No, David Guest.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
David Bowie was dead. David. My ex-husband, David.
And the pigtails. Oh my god, so iconic. And it was Tiffany.
And it was Tiffany as well. And then Gemma Collins is somewhere in the background too. Screaming. And then Christopher Maloney is like, David, that David. There's also
I think
you could have
been a catfish with the voices.
I know. I should have gone on the circle. There's a picture somewhere of Christopher Maloney, which is one of my favorite reality TV trivia, like metaverses meeting together. There's a picture of Christopher Maloney at a fashion show sitting next to Kim and Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh my god,
yes. Google it. It exists. I love that picture so much. But yeah, there's so many crossovers in that. Okay, what is your favorite reality TV moment
then? There's so many, but I do think it has to be in the Kardashians when Kim is taking the pictures and Kris Jenner is like, stop taking pictures, your sister is going to jail.
Yeah, that is like the biggest soundbite ever.
Like, you're doing amazing, sweetie, also iconic. Nobody wants to get their ass up and work anymore. Yeah. Brilliant.
Also use that a lot.
Yeah, I think we just quote reality TV shows to each other.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things, reality TV is just so ingrained in like our lives that I honestly find it hard to like know what is reality TV and what is not. Like, it's just so a part of my being.
Like, what a sad life, Jane.
Yeah.
You ruined my night.
That I always forget that Come Dine With Me is a reality TV show.
It is.
I would actually go on that one.
I can't cook. I think I'd like to go on, what's the one where they like, I don't have a bed and breakfast, but walk with me on this one.
Oh, Four in a Bed.
Yeah. And they just, oh my God, they're brutal.
No, it's savage.
So mean to each other. They're like, we actually didn't get a breakfast today.
Yeah.
So, like,
the
zero
eggs
out of
were
10.
Soggy. You're like, ooh,
I saw one woman, like,
down.
Flip the mattress. And I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing in there? Yeah. I don't know. What reality show would I go? Like, you'd obviously do The Circle. I always say I'd go on Love Island. They would not. They simply would not have
you're
me.
You're single.
No, I would like laugh.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend finds out when he sees you walk on.
In like a full wetsuit because no one's seeing my
factor
body.
Factor 50.
Yeah. Dressing like every girl really hot. I'm dressed like Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And you'd make it to the end.
I'd be vicious. I think I might, I would do maybe Big Brother. I think I'd like to.
Yeah, Big Brother's just so intense.
Oh, do you know what? Just went back
to sleep in a room with people. I get night terrors, so I'd keep, I'd keep everyone awake.
I talk in my sleep, and I also do this really scary thing that my boyfriend has informed me, that I like sit straight up in the bed and will be like, have a full conversation and just fall back down. And he's like, you good fam?
I do
no,
that too.
I simply am not.
Yeah. So any TV show where I have to like be in, like, that's my worst nightmare. The smell of those rooms, I'm sure, is putrid.
And also, like, not to
10
be vulgar.
People in one room.
But people are riding as well. Like,
I know, I know.
No. Simply not.
And could farting not, as well, I'm sure.
Could like, not be me.
I love a little farting when you're sleeping. Like, I know that all those people are doing that in that room. Stinky. And there's no windows.
There's no windows. And then you get your period. Like, oh, it's all too much for me, to be honest. I think bring back Fade Street and we'll do it. I'd have to wear makeup, though, all the time. And that would be upsetting.
An effort.
An effort, yeah. I don't think I'm caught out for reality TV.
No. I guess we'll just watch it.
Oh, my God. No, I actually have one. I would do Fashion Passion, bring it back on TG Carr. They would have... this is my Roman Empire. So they would get a girl... And she'd be like, I want to go on a date with this guy, but he has to pick the perfect outfit for me. And then the boys would, like, come and pick their outfits. And
is this Dress to Impress?
Yeah, but it was on TG Carr originally. It was called Fashion. Yeah, and it was brilliant. But obviously the problem is that there's only so many... First of all, there's only so many Irish people who are, like, willing to go on reality TV. And there's also only so many Gaelgors. So it was like, will you do this but pretend he's not your cousin? And, you know, it was great, but...
You would be good on that.
Because I would get to, like, critique men.
Yeah. Be mean to people. That's first dates would be a great one as well. I actually would love to go on first dates.
We could do background dating, the two of us.
Yeah. Next career move.
And Ringo.
The biggest star in all of this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He is the Gemma Collins. He is the Kim
of the
Kardashian.
K-9 world. Yeah, he is the Kim of the K-9 world. He really is.
And you're his Courtney.
Before we wrap up, we've got an exciting Friday the 13th treat for you. House of Villains Season 1 is hitting your screens and it all kicks off today exclusively on Hey You.
Imagine 10 iconic reality TV villains all under one roof competing for a chance to win a staggering $200,000 cash prize. They're vying for the title of America's ultimate supervillain.
Each week, these notorious villains face off in intense challenges that test their physical, mental, and emotional strength.
It's the ultimate reality battle, filled with alliances, betrayals, and clever schemes as these supervillains vie for supremacy.
So mark your calendars every Friday for new episodes of House of Villains on Hey You.